One of the wisest things a family can do in later life planning is bring in the right outside help before crisis comes. But many families feel unsure about this step. They may ask, how do we find a lawyer? Or should we talk to a financial advisor? Or what if bringing in a professional makes everything more tense? Here is the good news. Recruiting a qualified professional does not have to create conflict. In many cases, it helps reduce conflict because it moves the family away from guessing, pressure, and confusion. If you are the parent, this step can help you stay in the lead while your thinking is clear. It allows you to make decisions thoughtfully rather than under stress. If you are the adult child, your job is not to take over the process. Your job is to help your parent get access to wise, trustworthy guidance without acting like the answer person. And if you are walking through this together, the goal is simple. Bring in outside help in a way that protects dignity, consent, clarity, and peace. First, think of professional help as stewardship support, not a sign of failure. A lawyer can help with state-specific legal documents. A qualified financial advisor can help organize practical financial matters. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical preparation, not legal or financial advice. The goal here is not to tell you which tool to choose, but to help you see why early, honest preparation matters. Second, recruit professionals slowly and wisely. Families do not need to panic hire the first person whose name comes up. Ask around carefully. Look for people known for competence, patience, and ethical conduct. A good professional should explain things clearly, respect the parent's voice, and avoid creating unnecessary confusion. Third, be clear about the role of the professional. A lawyer is not there to help one sibling win. A financial advisor is not there to hand power to the loudest family member. Their purpose is to help the person or couple receiving counsel think clearly and act responsibly. That means if you are the adult child, it is usually wiser to say, "Would you like help finding someone trustworthy?" than to say, "I found someone and already set it up for you." That small difference matters. One approach honors agency. The other can feel controlling. It is also wise to prepare before the appointment. Families can gather questions, basic documents, account lists, property information, and key concerns. That kind of preparation helps the meeting go better. But preparation should not turn into scripting the parent or steering the outcome. For ministry leaders, chaplains, and life coaches, this is an important boundary moment. You may encourage families to seek proper counsel. You may help them think about questions to ask, but you should not act as the lawyer, the planner, or the decision maker. What not to do? Do not recruit a professional in secret to gain leverage in the family. Do not pressure a parent to meet with your person without their willing participation. Do not assume the parent must surrender control just because planning is needed. Do not use spiritual language to manipulate financial or legal decisions. Do not expect a lawyer or advisor to fix long-standing family tension by themselves. Wise outside help can be a gift, but it works best when it is invited with patience, truthfulness, and peace. The healthiest families do not recruit professionals to take power. They recruit them to support wise stewardship, protect dignity, and help prepare the household with clarity.